1 year ago. I now pronounce you officially divorced, I say while staring at the bathroom mirror. You may kiss your reflection, since that's the only person you know you can trust and live happily ever after with. That's all I have for a self-help pep talk on this lovely occasion today. No one else knows about the divorce, so I can't even go celebrate or anything. Time to buy a new vibrator, I guess. In any case, I've kept this to myself because if anyone were to ask Rick about the split, he'd inform them I was 50% at fault because I wasn't as horny as the 25-year-old he found on Tinder. When I start sharing the news with mutual friends or our extended families, Rick's story will come out, and I don't want anyone to know how often I avoided sex with my sleazeball husband. He thought his porn addiction should be a turn-on, but it wasn't my thing. The different scents of perfumes he would come home smelling like didn't help either. I had no idea who else he was sleeping with, but I assumed it was a common occurrence. Before Rick tried to explain his side of the story, how his infidelity and ensuing divorce were partially my fault, I wanted to put an announcement in the newspaper so everyone knew not to address me as Mrs. or wonder why I have a big white indent on my left ring finger. It would be like a wedding announcement, but the opposite. I was about to get to it, but then I remembered that announcements are typically written in third person to make it sound like someone cares enough about them to make a formal statement in the name of love. Come on, no one cares that much. If I remember correctly, I wrote ours, and it was something like, "Congratulations to Rick and Hannah Pierce on their recent nuptials. May they be happy and in love for all their days together." So, because I was lame enough to write my own announcement back then, now I have to undo it and say, as if I'm someone else talking for me, of course, "Condolences and congratulations to Rick and Hannah Pierce on the event of their divorce. After 10 long years of bliss, or hell, together, depending on which one of the couple you're talking to, Rick was caught cheating on Hannah. Since there are always two sides to every story, we wish the newly divorced couple the best of luck being single, lonely, and washed up, and eventually wrinkled forever. Unless you're Rick, of course, since he's already moved the hell on." Since I decided against the divorce announcement in the newspaper, I feel like I've come a long way, maturity-wise. Instead of a public mortification, I opted to drop a laxative in Rick's coffee this morning, hand him his last box of crap, and tell him to get out of my life and my house, too. I won that part. Then again, we're talking about a habitable box filled with 10 years of memories. Memories that should all be burned inside of a flaming bag of shit and left on the doorstep of wherever he ends up. I'm not bitter. I'm thrilled to start my life over at 32 with a toddler in tow. There are going to be men knocking my door down once the word gets out that I'm single. Although, it'll probably just be the police, because hopefully someone will realize I haven't been seen in months. Other than that, I've got this all figured out. I'll quit my job, learn how to homeschool when it's time, order all household items and groceries from Amazon, and request that their new drone thing drop off my delivery so I don't have to see anyone. If I request that my goods are delivered to the back porch, I won't even have to open the front door. The best part is, I can eat like shit, wear yoga pants but never work out, and avoid all human contact with friends who want to gush about their amazing marriages and how hungry their sexual appetite is after so many happy years. My therapist said that the first day of divorced life will be the worst. Well, I think I've already made some great strides toward my new future today.